Between the Gulf of Siam and the South China Sea lies French Indochina. On the hot, steaming, fever-ridden banks of the river winding through the jungle from Cholon to Saigon is the rubber plantation of Dennis Carson. Dennis, dressed in dirty white ducks, has just boarded a steamer tied up at a plantation wharf and hails Limey, the captain.
Hi, Limey.
Hello, Denny.
Where you been keeping us, Ark? You're a day late.
Oh, I got caught up on a sandbar.
Don't give me that. The bar you hung on was in Cholon, and the bartender's name is Charlie.
Now, Denny.
Got any passengers aboard? I'm expecting a new man named Willis.
Right, you are. He's in the cabin aft. I think he eats kind of got him.
Sure, the quinine will fix him up. I'll rile him out.
He looks kind of puny for working rubber.
He'll get over there to be shipped back on your next trip.
Hey!
Oh, sorry. Wrong room.
Peter!
Hey! Fancy! Wait, stop. Hold on a minute. It's me, Denny.
Denny? Danny, gee, I'm glad to see you.
Hey, you better brush up on your bottle throwing. You missed me by 2 inches.
Oh.
Hey, easy. You want to choke me?
What's the matter? You're playing hard to get. How long does a gal have to wait to be kissed?
When you hear the next musical gong. Well?
I heard it. Oh, Danny, you do love me, don't you?
I'll give you 3 guesses.
What am I, a quiz kid? Say, come to think of it, I ought to be pretty sore at you.
What for?
Don't give me that. You said you'd come back to Saigon in 2 weeks.
Well, I couldn't get away, Van Deen. I had to sit up with a sick friend.
What's her name?
I call her Queenie. She's my best rubber tree. Here, let me look at you. You miss me?
Oh, honest to goodness, Jenny, I've been so lonesome for you, I could have died.
Sure, I bet. Hey, what have you been doing in Cholon?
Dancing. But a gal can't get top billing down there unless she has hits like a water buffalo. I'm on my way back to the old job in Saigon. Say, you wouldn't be going to Saigon, too.
Nope. I just came aboard to pick up a new surveyor.
Oh, Denny, come along and have some fun. You're the only good guy I ever met in this neck of the woods.
Well, I can't possibly get away till the next batch of rubber is cooked.
But you need a vacation.
I'll be down in 2 weeks.
You said that once before.
Well, I mean it this time.
Yeah, I know your promises. With no encouragement at all, I'd stay right here and see that you keep this one.
Well, now, look, Van Deen.
Sure. Well, I can stay with your foreman's wife. She's asked me to visit her a dozen times.
Nope. No soap.
Why not?
Because a rubber plantation's no place for a girl. Mosquitoes, fever, sunstroke, and flies are plenty trouble without you doing a rumba through the work shed.
Aw, Denny, please.
Nope. You go on to Saigon, and I'll see you there in 2 weeks. Honor bright.
Oh.
Come on, now. Give me a kiss. I got to pick up my surveyor in the next cabin.
I'll be waiting for you, Danny. Don't disappoint a girl.
I won't. So long, baby.
So long, handsome. See you in Saigon.
Yes? Yes, come in.
Hello?
Hello. Are you Mr. Carson?
That's right. You're Gary Willis, I take it.
Yes.
Well, this just happens to be the place you get off. Is your double pack?
Well, I think so. You see, I had rather a bad night,
so... Gary, darling, I've looked all through the medicine kit and I... Oh, I beg your pardon.
Who are you?
This is my wife, Barbara, Mr. Carson.
Your what?
My wife. Babs, this is Dennis Carson.
How do you do?
You mean you brought... You didn't say anything in your letter about a wife.
Well, we've been married such a short time that Gary often forgets to mention me, Mr. Carson. But I shan't be any trouble. I promise you.
I'm sure you won't. Because you're both going back where you came from.
But, Carson, there's no need for that.
Gary.
Hey, what's the matter?
Just a little dizzy. This awful heat.
Sit down. Come on. Let me see your tongue.
He hasn't felt well since we left Cholon, Mr. Carson.
Now, let's feel your pulse.
It's nothing serious. I've never had anything.
You have this time. You're starting an attack of fever.
Fever?
Listen, Carson, I'm...
Stop getting excited, both of you.
Well...
It's the surest way to help it along. You can make yourself useful, Mrs. Willis, by getting the rest of your stuff packed while I fetch a litter to carry him off the boat.
Mr. Carson, wait.
Well?
Could I speak to you outside for a moment?
All right. What is it?
Is there a doctor here?
There is doctors in Saigon. 3 days downriver and 3 back.
Then we must go on with the boat.
Frankly, I wish you could, Mrs. Willis. It'd save me a lot of trouble. But I've got a little conscience left. He wouldn't stand a chance bumping around in this cigar box.
But fever's dangerous. Gary's got to have medicines and someone who knows what to do.
I'm not so bad in a pinch. I've treated every coolie on my plantation for everything from spots to snake bite. and I've only lost a couple.
You're not a doctor, and Gary's not a cool.
No. And at the present time, he's not half as valuable.
I won't let you risk his life just because you're angry at him for bringing me along.
You have no business being here.
Mr. Carson.
Since you are here, I'll give you some pointers on practical nursing so you can take care of him while I'm away.
You mean you're going to leave him?
What do you think?
I think you're the lowest, most odious man I've ever met.
I work this plantation, Mrs. Willis. You don't expect me to sit and hold your husband's hand, do you?
Why, you...
All right. If slapping me makes you feel better. Now that you've let off steam, go and get your stuff packed. I'll be back with the litter in 10 minutes. He's asleep. But if he wakes up, you better call me.
Is he out of danger, Mr. Carson?
It's a pretty safe bet you won't be a widow.
Oh. You must be awfully tired. You sat there by his bed the whole night. I don't know how I can ever thank you.
Forget it. I'd like to apologize about yesterday.
Oh, no. I'm the one who should apologize. I'm terribly ashamed. We both owe you a great deal.
I'll take your IOU. Shake on it?
Of course. Mr. Carson.
Yeah?
Yesterday you said I didn't belong here, but don't you think I can fit in?
Would you mind if I made it my job to see that you do?
I'd be very grateful.
You know, I like people who stand up and fight back, especially if it happens to be a woman who looks extraordinarily beautiful when she's doing it, and even more beautiful when she's calmed down.
So you can make pretty speeches, too, when you want to.
I'm a civilized barbarian.
You mean you don't wear rings through your nose?
That's right. And I've given up cannibalism. Been on the wagon for 3 months.
That's wonderful. I do congratulate you, Mr. Carson.
You know, you remind me of someone.
Do I? Who?
A girl. A long time ago in London.
What was she like?
Well, something like cream velvet. And a great deal like you. You sort of took my breath away this morning. You're the first lady who ever rode that boat downriver. That's one reason I...
Oh, who's that?
Hey, anybody out?
Oh, it's a woman.
Yes, I'm afraid it is.
Surprise! Hello, Denny.
What's the idea, Vandy?
I'm walking back from a boat ride.
Why aren't you on your way back to Saigon?
I bounced back, that's all. Well, well. Sitting up with another sick rubber tree?
Never mind the cracks. How'd you get here?
Oh, simple. We got about a mile downriver and Limey nosed the old scow into a mud bank.
You mean there was an accident?
You got it right the first time, Toots. Well, Denny, I guess you'll just have to put me up till the boat's fixed.
What?
Oh, you know, just a week, a month, a year. I'm not the kind of a gal who overstays her welcome.
Just what were you doing when the boat ran into the mud bank?
Oh, just listen to him. He has the most suspicious nature, hasn't he, Miss... I didn't catch the name.
Oh, Mrs. Willis. Vantine.
How do you do? You were on the boat coming down, weren't you?
Oh, yes.
Wasn't it a quaint trip?
Quaint? Oh, yes, indeed. Terrifically quaint. You know, I've been visiting my dear, dear brother upriver. He has a lovely place. It's carpet after our old family plantation at Blue Blood, West Virginia. Cotton and honeysuckle like mad. Have you all ever been there?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, but y'all must have heard of us Jeffersons. I was supposed to just loll around home and be fanned by my old nurse. But I'm the restless, adventurous type. I just adore danger.
Really? You ought to carry a lantern.
Yes. Yes. It would come in handy. The guys I meet give me plenty of oil.
How interesting. You'll excuse me? Goodbye, Mr.
Good night, Miss Willis.
Now, you better explain, handsome, and explain fast.
It's none of your business. But Mrs. Willis is the wife of my new surveyor.
That's very interesting. Would you tell me why you sent me on to Saigon and you let that dame move in on you?
She's not a dame. She's a lady.
Oh, so she's a lady.
That's right.
Meaning that I'm not?
I didn't say that.
Nobody has to draw me a blueprint. I get it.
You gave me the cold shoulder because you thought little Vantine might embarrass her ladyship.
Now, look, Vantine, if you'll just be reasonable.
Reasonable? Well, that dame high-headed me all the way down from Cholon, and right now I got a darn good hunch she's making a play for you.
What are you talking about? I told you she's married.
From the way she was looking at you, somebody ought to remind her of that.
Now, get this. You're going to stick around, and I suppose you'll have to till the boat's fixed. You'll watch your step and lay off that kind of talk.
Gee, I just noticed. Don't you look nice all shaved and dressed up fancy?
No, behave yourself, or you'll go back to Saigon slung in a hammock.
Gee, and you even smell pretty, too.
Stop sniffing at me.
If the wind's right, they'll be holding their noses all the way to Saigon.
And another thing, lay off that guff about your old family plantation in Virginia.
West Virginia.
I'm not kidding, Vantine.
Okay, Denny. If that's the way you want it, I'll keep Sophia in the background. You won't even be able to see me on a clear day.
Just keep it in mind that I have no feeling for Mrs. Willis, but one of the greatest respect.
Huh, where have I heard that one before?
That remark just goes to show the difference between you and a lady. Good night.
Denny.
What?
Before I go into the silences, let me give you a word of advice, handsome.
Well?
The only difference between a lady and a dame is geography and climate. This happens to be Indochina in the monsoon season. When the big blow comes, hold on to your hat, brother, and don't say I didn't warn you.
Three weeks of stifling tropic heat have passed since Vantine and Gary and Barbara Willis came to Dennis's plantation. Gary has recovered from his attack of fever and is off on a last surveying trip before the jungle is claimed by the devastating rains of the monsoon season. He alone is unaware of the growing attachment between his wife, Barbara, and Dennis. It's a hot, sultry evening. Dennis approaches the house and speaks to the Chinese houseboy who's lighting the porch lamp.
Oi.
Oh, yes, Mr. Denny.
Did you put that new lamp in Mrs. Willis' room?
Oh, yes, Mr. Denny.
And listen, there are a couple of pheasants hanging up in the back shed. Fix them up for dinner tomorrow night. You know, the way Mrs. Willis likes them.
Oh, yes, Mr. Denny. Oh, I fix it. I'll make a water at the mouth.
Hello, Romeo.
Oh, hello, Vandy.
How's the mighty hunter? I hope the pheasants didn't peck you.
Don't try to be funny. Excuse me, I've got to wash up.
Could you spare me a few minutes of your valuable time?
All right, spill it.
3 weeks ago, you said something about sending me back to Saigon in a hammock.
Well?
Well, bring on your hammock and coolies. I'm ready to go.
What's the matter with you, crazy?
I came in on a pass, and I don't like the picture. It looks like an unhappy ending. Well, can I have the coolies?
Sorry, I can't spare any. Look, Bandy. You'd be a lot happier and digest your food better if you'd try to understand the situation. It isn't...
Oh, so it's a brand new and different situation, eh? But you all pardon my error. Back in Blue Blood, West Virginia, we all call it a triangle. But then everybody there is so very narrow-minded.
I'm a fool for even hoping you'd understand.
Look, Danny, why don't you get wise to yourself? You think you're in love, but you ain't. You don't belong in her world, and she don't belong in yours.
You don't know what you're talking about. And if you're so upset about what you think is going on, you can have your hammock and coolies the first of the week.
Thank you so very much.
Don't mention it. Now, if you don't mind, I'll wash up for dinner.
You don't know it, big boy, but you're already washed up.
Here, you better put your scarf around your shoulders. Well, these tropic nights fool you.
Dennis.
Yes?
Things like this do happen to people, don't they? People do suddenly look into each other's eyes and brush away the world around them, don't they?
I guess they do. It never happened to me before, just this way.
That's just as if you kissed me. When I most wanted you to and wondered whether you were going to or not.
Gary's got to be told that I want to marry you. We can't go on holding hands behind his back and stealing kisses in the moonlight.
I know, but we mustn't hurt him, Dennis. You've got to know that I tried to think of him, but No matter how hard I tried, all I could think of was loving you.
Tomorrow I'm going downriver where he's working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger is working. They're having trouble there with the coolies. Tiger.